The fact is that, you know, America has been known for immigration, and you keep hearing people say that, well, your family were immigrants when they came here, and they use that against you. But the difference is, when the immigrants came here initially and originally, there was no social welfare. You know, everybody didn't have to support everybody else like they have to do today. Now you come to this country and you can live off other people, and that's wrong. And when the immigrants first came here, they came here to work, to make a living. They didn't live off other people. There wasn't welfare, you know. And so there's a very, very big difference between then and today.
When my grandfather came here from, and my two grandfathers came here from the old country, I mean, one was a shoe manufacturer and cobbler. The other worked in the furniture business and ended up owning his own furniture company in Boston, in that area. I mean, these guys started with nothing. In those stories are everywhere. A lot of the immigrants who came into this country in the 20s especially, they didn't have a lot, but they worked hard, they were dedicated, and sure, a lot of them stayed within their own small communities, you know, where you had Little Italy and a little Middle Eastern. But you know what? These people cared about their families, they cared about people, they cared about America. Right. And, you know, they went to war for America.
Well, they came, see, that when the old immigrants came here to get away from oppression overseas. They came here to be free and find opportunity. A lot of the people coming here today are coming here to get quick money to send back home.
True.
They're not coming here to make a life here necessarily, even though some of them are. You know, and it's just a whole different ballgame. And I have no problem with immigration, as long as it's legal immigration, as long as people come here and learn the essence of the Constitution and what it's really about and the philosophy of what made America a great nation. And unfortunately, it's not only the immigrants that should learn that. It's a lot of the citizens of America, the kids going to school. They're not taught that anymore either.
Well, and I blame these huge manufacturing corporations, Aaron, who have left American jobs here to squander, and then they've set up shop and plants in Mexico where the labor is just notoriously cheap. And, I mean, those workers are trying to get out of there to come here to make money.
Right. Well, the interesting thing about that is you have to take that back to its origination, you know, to how that came to be. I mean, I think most of the ills of this country, particularly the immigration and what you're talking about now, the loss of jobs, you know, really the blame for that and the fault for that lies on the Federal Reserve System and the banking community in this country. You know, the Federal Reserve System creates money out of thin air. And that is a definition of inflation. Many people think inflation is rising prices. That's not correct. Inflation is the printing of currency. And the more currency they print, the more inflation they create, then that creates higher prices. Higher prices are a symptom of the inflation. So because the Federal Reserve System has created this massive inflation, which they get into the economy through borrowing, so they create the inflation, and they also create more debt at the same time. And so what's happened is that because of this massive inflation, the price of everything in America has gone up. And to keep pace with that, the American worker had to start making higher wages to keep up with the inflation. And so as they started making higher wages, the corporations said, well, they're making too much money, let's go overseas and get cheaper labor,
where we could sell our goods for almost the same as we're selling them now.
Exactly. Well, exactly. And we'll have cheaper labor at the same time. So then they go overseas, and they create manufacturing overseas. And the American worker gets fired, he's out of a job, or has to take a cheap service job instead. Now everything's being made overseas. Now we have to buy those goods. So now we buy them from overseas, and that means our dollars end up overseas. We get the goods, and our dollars go over there. Now that means all these foreign countries are now holding our dollars. And then they take our dollars, and they come back, and they start buying American companies with it. You see?
Well, I'm also making a prediction here, Aaron, that if the Iranians switch from the dollar to euros for their oil, and they continue to, apparently they're flooding the Iraqi market with weapons now, as I have found out, something's going to happen there, and that's going to happen soon.
Well, I don't doubt that something's going to happen, but I don't think that it's going to be up to the Iranians. I think America is so overshot her load already. There's so much unfunded liabilities in this country. There's so much debt in this country. And the only way you can pay for the debt is to create more money. So the only way to pay for the old debt is to create new debt.
Well, what happened to the old dollar gold, a dollar currency here? What happened to that?
Well, what happened to that is real simple. You know, first in August 15th of 1971, President Nixon stopped all other countries who held dollars overseas from taking the gold from America. So he cut off the gold standard. He cut off the gold supply. Now you had a series of all countries in the world making paper money out of nothing. But then the Federal Reserve has taken the gold that was in Fort Knox that belongs to the American people, the wealth of the nation, the real wealth.
True.
And they've taken the gold as collateral for the dollars they print out of thin air. You see,
who gave them the right to do that?
Thank you. Thank you, not the American people, and the Republicans and the Democrats in office have allowed that, and the Treasury Department. So these guys, they print money out of thin air, a piece of paper that costs 2 cents to make, or they just use computer chips now. They don't even spend the 2 cents anymore, and they create billions and trillions of dollars out of nothing, and they said to the government, well, we're going to take the American gold as collateral for all this paper we're printing.
Oh, and now it's $700-plus dollars an ounce. That's worth a pretty penny, isn't it?
Well, sure, it's worth more than the $700 an ounce. It's worth thousands of dollars an ounce, ultimately, because the more they print, the more the price of gold is going to go higher in regards to dollars, as it relates to a dollar. I mean, the very fact is they've taken the real wealth of the nation in return for a piece of paper that they stick us with. They get the gold, and we get the paper and the computer chips.
What a great deal they cut.
I would say
for themselves.
I say it's the biggest swindle ever in the history of this country.